This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Dame Bandabla. The headlines. Tripura secures second position nationally in fifth category of National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 for its efforts in energy conservation and energy efficiency. General elections to Panchayati Raj institutions and municipal bodies in Arunachal Pradesh are to be held today. Meghalaya launches green deposit scheme to curb plastic pollution in high footfall ecotourism destinations of Sora, Dauki and Living Root Bridges. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurates national seminar on renowned theatre maestro Ratan Thiam in Imphal. Now for the news in detail. In Meghalaya, the Assam Rifle organized the fifth edition of the half marathon in Shillong yesterday with more than 3,000 marathoners competing in three different distances, categories 5 kilometers, 10 kilometer and 21 kilometer from the age of 12 to over 60 years. The runners participated with great zeal and dedication, traversing the scenic hilly routes of Shillong and making the event a grand success. Speaking on the occasion, Director General Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, stated that the event aimed to foster a culture of wellness, fitness and togetherness in the Northeast, and it has witnessed a remarkable growth, with participation more than doubling compared to last year. Cash prizes worth 20 lakh rupees were awarded to 48 runners across various categories, apart from several consolation prizes. Tripura has achieved a significant milestone by securing the second position nationally in the fifth category of the National Energy Conservation Award 2025 for its efforts in energy conservation and energy efficiency. The award was presented by the President Draupadi Murmu at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. The award was received on behalf of the state by Dr. Subir Sen, Technical Director of Tripura State Electricity Corporation Limited, and Seema Das, Nodal Officer of the State Designated Agency for the Bureau of Energy Efficiency. Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath has extended his congratulations to the state on this remarkable achievement. A total of 11 states and union territories participated in the competition under this specific group. In Arunachal Pradesh, the general elections to the Panchayati Raj institutions and municipal bodies of Itanagar, Papumpare, Pasighat and East Siang district will be held today in a single phase from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Out of 8,208 seats of the Gram Panchayats, 6,227 candidates have been elected unopposed. The polling will be held only for 1,947 seats. There are 2,171 polling stations for the panchayat and municipal elections, while 79 polling stations have been established for the elections of the Itanagar Municipal Corporation and Pasighat Municipal Council. Approximately 15,000 polling personnel have been deployed to ensure the elections are conducted smoothly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday shared an article written by Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, in an English daily on Nagaland's Hornbill Festival. Responding to Sindhya's post on social media, the Prime Minister said the minister's article described Nagaland's Hornbill Festival as a kaleidoscope of the human spirit and a masterful convergence of the ancient and the contemporary. He reiterated that the country will rise only when the Northeast shines. Sindhya highlighted that the Prime Minister's vision has placed the Northeast at the forefront for India's development journey, unlocking its economic and human potential. Sharing his article on social media, he added that the Hornbill Festival of Nagaland gives this transformation a cultural voice, showing that growth is strongest when anchored in identity. Meghalaya has launched a green deposit scheme to curb plastic pollution in high footfall ecotourism destinations, reinforcing the state's push for sustainable tourism and stronger waste management. The initiative has been introduced in Sora, Dauki and the Living Root Bridges areas that has seen a sharp rise in tourism and plastic litter affecting forests, rivers and fragile ecosystems. Under the initiative, tourists carrying plastic items such as bottles or wrappers into notified zones must pay a refundable deposit of ₹100, which is returned upon responsible disposal or return of plastic waste at designated exit points. The move is aimed at discouraging littering and promoting a leave-no-trace culture among the visitors. The Green Deposit Scheme is part of Meghalaya's broader waste management reforms, which include community-led sanitation models, improved waste segregation, and stricter enforcement of plastic regulations. In Manipur, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurated a national seminar on renowned theatre maestro Ratan Thiam at the auditorium of Jawaharlal Nehru Manipur Dance Academy in Imphal yesterday. The governor, along with the First Lady, led the gathering in paying floral tribute to the portrait of the late cultural icon. He also felicitated the wife and other family members of Ratan Thiam. On the occasion, a half-yearly journal titled Manipur Culture and Literature dedicated to Ratan Thiam was released. A non-feature film titled Ratan Thiam, The Man of Theatre was also screened. The governor highlighted Ratan Thiam's outstanding contribution to Indian and Manipuri theatre. He said that a career spanning more than 5 decades, Ratan Thiam placed Manipur prominently on the global cultural map and remains an ambassador of the state's rich heritage. The Press Information Bureau Fact Check has termed a video as fake being shared on several social media accounts with a claim that China has started a massive military build-up near Arunachal Pradesh. PIB said that the video showed a military exercise conducted by a brigade of the PLA 78th Group Army, which is part of the Northern Theatre Command headquartered in Harbin, Heilongjiang Province, adding this video has no relation to any exercise along the Indian border. Tripura Minister for Social Welfare and Social Education Tinku Roy stated that National Health Mission employees played a vital role in providing healthcare services across the state. He made the statement while inaugurating the first state conference of the National Health Mission Workers Association Tripura Pradesh and Nazrul Kalakshetra in Agartala yesterday. The minister emphasized that NHM workers are constantly working to bridge gaps in healthcare services and enhance public awareness. He assured the organization of the government's cooperation in securing the just rights and welfare of these employees. NHM Mission Director Nupur Debarma, besides office bearers of the National Health Mission Workers Association and Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh. A 10-day combined annual training camp is underway for NCC cadets at the Himalayan University campus, Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh, by the Arunachal Pradesh Battalion National Cadet Corps under the aegis of NCC Group Headquarters Tezpur. The aim of the camp is to instill the spirit of camaraderie and nationalism among NCC cadets. A total of 272 volunteer NCC cadets from various institutes of Arunachal Pradesh are participating in the camp. 3 associate NCC officers, 12 army instructors and 9 civil staff are actively involved in imparting the training, which will conclude on the 22nd of this month. Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur, along with retired Chief Justice of Sikkim High Court Justice Biswanath Somadar, yesterday flagged in the supercar rally titled Sikkim the Silk Route Drive at Chaman Top Helipad, located at an altitude of 14,300 feet. Mathur lauded the supercar rally team for promoting Bharat Ranbhumi Darshan, initiated by the Ministry of Defence and Ministry of Tourism, also acknowledging the efforts of army personnel for initiating and supporting the event. Highlighting the significance of Nathula Day and Chola, the governor said these locations hold national importance. On the occasion, floral tributes were paid during a wreath-laying ceremony at Chola Prerna Sthal, located at an altitude of 14,800 feet, besides inaugurating a history room, souvenir and cafeteria outlet, and gazebo viewpoint shed. The dignitaries also offered prayers and sought blessings on behalf of the people of the state. Before we end the news bulletin, the headline once again. Tripura secures second position nationally in fifth category of National Energy Conservation Award 2025 for its efforts in energy conservation and energy efficiency. General elections to Panchayati Raj institution and municipal bodies in Arunachal Pradesh are to be held today. Meghalaya launches green deposit scheme to curb plastic pollution and high footfall ecotourism destinations of Sora, Dauki and Living Root Bridges. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurates national seminar on renowned theatre maestro Ratan Thiam in Imphal. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.